History was made on the national stage as a team of talented ringette players hailing from Airdrie, Cochrane, and their surrounding areas proudly represented the Zone 2 A Ringette Association at Nationals, capping off a memorable season and an unforgettable journey of perseverance. In a thrilling tournament held in Regina, Sask, the Zone 2 Blaze battled their way through the competition, displaying their grit and determination and ultimately earning a silver medal in the U19 A division on April 15. Despite their tough loss in the gold medal game, the team's impressive performance throughout the tournament earned them respect and admiration. Last year, Zone 2's U16AA team won gold at Nationals. With six players from last year's U16AA team on the U19AA squad this season, the Blaze faced some tough opponents, including the St. Albert Mission, who ultimately took home the gold on Saturday. Before that, the Blaze opened their tournament with a perfect 5-0 record in the round robin, topping their group by outscoring their opponents 35-10. Once in the final match of the tournament, the Blaze faced off against a formidable opponent, but they never gave up. They played with heart and soul, but in the end, were unable to secure the gold, going down 7-1 to the St. Albert squad. Despite the loss, the team's never-say-die attitude earned the players plenty of praise from their coach, Siobhan Eyolfsson. "I'm immensely proud of them. They overcame a lot of adversities, and they battled through some really tough games," she said. "They learned that they can overcome those obstacles. They learned that although it is a long week, the grind continues and they gotta keep putting that hard work." Eyolfsson also emphasized the importance of learning from the tournament and improving for the future. "I think there was a lot of lessons that my players learned and that they will continue to use into their lives, whether that be personal or professional, or their sports lives as well," she said. "Lessons that came from the season but especially from this week." Zone 2 fans showed their support throughout the tournament, cheering the Blaze on from the stands or following the games from back home via Ringette Canada's online stream. "Thank you to all fans and family members for supporting my players immensely throughout the season," Eyolfsson said. "I think every single person contributed to our wins and our success. I think it takes a village. I don't think we would have had as much success if it wasn't for all their hard work." The Blaze may have fallen short of their ultimate goal, but their impressive performance in the U19 tournament has shown that they are a team to be reckoned with. In addition to their impressive team performance, Zone 2 also had individual players recognized for their outstanding play during the U16 and U19 national tournaments. Airdrie player Madison Rice and Kaylin Bevis were both honored with All-Star awards for their respective divisions. Bevis, a strong blue liner, received the Defensive Second Line All-Star Award in the U19AA division. Her impressive defensive play throughout the tournament earned her recognition from her coach. "Kaylin is a fantastic defenseman," Eyolfsson said. "Her confidence improved immensely throughout the season, and it was really cool to see her win that award and achieve that. I was extremely proud of her. She deserves that." Rice, a talented forward, was recognized for her outstanding offensive play in the U16AA division, scoring a tournament-leading 20 goals throughout the week. She received the Offensive First Line All-Star Award, showcasing her skill and dedication on the ice. Mirroring the experience of their older counterparts, Zone 2's U16AA team made it to the championship round but lost to the tournament's other Alberton representatives, the provincial champions, 8-3 in the final on April 13. For scores, schedules, statistics, and other info on the 2023 Canadian Ringette Championships, visit crc2023.ca.